Here's Father Jim with a few little thoughts about the Lord's coming. I'm thinking of the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. About thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. But in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For me it is amazing, late in time the Lord comes in history. We keep the feast in midwinter, about the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Midnight, when everything's quiet, in a small little village, he appears. His first guests are the peasants, some wise men. His attendants are a few stable animals. His manger is not a crib, but a little niche where the animals feed. So it's in quiet that he comes, so as not to frighten us. Often he comes in the night time of our lives, so we need nocturnal vision to see him. We need to switch off our bright lights. He doesn't want to dazzle us. It's only when we have bright Broadway lights that we can't see the stars. We have to switch off our vulgar lights so that we can see him come at night when all is still. How silently the wondrous gift is given. His gifts are given to those with simple hearts. No ear may hear his coming, but in the world of sin, it's those who are meek and humble that Christ enters in. So, we have to look in quiet places, simple places, to find him. I'm always amazed at our Lord's perceptiveness. He was sitting in the temple. He notices everything. He noticed a widow coming in to put her little offering in the box. Widows in those days, as often today, are people who've lost the breadwinner in the family. I don't suppose there was widow's benefit in those days, or pensions. Without the breadwinner and maybe her children to look after, she was probably penny pinching. But the little she put in the box at the temple meant more than the rich who from their extra money could give it away. But she, from the little she had, gave her all. And our Lord noticed little people, whether it was Zacchaeus, who's hiding in the tree, or Bartimaeus, the blind man who was on the fringe of the crowd, calling, "Jesus, have pity on me." Our Lord heard him, despite all the noise going round him. On one occasion, in a great crowd, they were barging into him, and he said, "Somebody touched me." What a sensitive body. What a perceptive man the Lord is. And if we're going to be like him, we have to notice silent things, the little people in life, those in the church who don't have a voice but only whisper, those who remain on the fringe of the crowd. I mean, there are some people always first in the queue for the sacraments, butting each other with their rumps and muddying the waters for those who come behind. We need eyes that see the modest people, like the publican, stood at the back of the synagogue and just said, "Lord, have pity on me, a sinner." Meaning to look not to the front row stalls, but the back of the upper circle, where those seem to be just in society by their eyelashes. How silently the wondrous gift is given. Third verse. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels their great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. He wants to make a home in our hearts, with our permission, of course. He doesn't come with big boots on like Jehovah's Witnesses and won't go. His courtesy means he stands at the door and knocks. And he can only come to us and love us if we give him permission to come close. And faith is really giving him permission to make his home within us, giving him permission to love us. Next week I look at a wonderful poem called The Lady of Shalott. It's a very sad story. I think it might tell us something about whether we're in some fortress, the number of gates stopping him getting close, or whether we can open the gates and let the King of Glory enter. Amen.